How did you handle those days, and what did fathering look like for you?
The fatherhood looked like a sleep deprivation experiment for the first 6 months. There were days you thought, wow, how much life expectancy did I lose today? You know, at the end of the day, you could be dead dog tired and just you forget about the fatigue when you consider the joy.
I am excited to introduce you to my friend Derek. You will always remember this interview. Right now, I've caught him in the middle of traffic on his way to the DFW airport. Derek, hey, how are you?
Hey, Gail, how's it going today?
Good. You just asked me the craziest question no one's asked me today in my day of interviews.
You want me to ask that question again?
Sure.
Do we want to do this interview in English or French?
Sure. Go ahead.
Nous puissions faire les deux, c'est comme vous voulez, mais nous puissions parler en français ou en anglais ou quelles des autres langues.
You can't say that on the line.
Well, as long as this is not being broadcast, we're clear by the FCC.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to say we're going to have to edit that part. Derek.
So what are you doing on this rainy day?
I am interviewing some of the greatest guys across the United States because I'm doing a Father's Day special. And I'm so excited because you said yes. And each gentleman I chose has a specific story that I wanted to hear about. And yours is amazing. Okay, Derek, the reason I wanted to interrupt your flow in the traffic here is to ask you a few questions about fatherhood.
Sure thing.
Now, I love the fact that you have two boys. Let's see, they arrived when you were about 18, or when did they arrive?
I was a little older than 18, times two, times maybe a little bit more.
Wow. So you and your precious wife, Carrie, have two little boys, and let's discuss what's special about these two boys.
Well, they're miracle babies, number one. They're answers to prayer. They represent the best tired we have ever had, and it is just some of the most amazing. It's some of the most amazing joy.
Did we fail to say they're twins?
They are twins, and they are 5.5 years old. One's name is Christopher, and the other is Cody.
Who came first?
Well, that's a great part of the story because we called an audible in the midst of Carrie's C-section because the one that was going to come out first. I looked at the one that did come out first, and I said, Carrie, to the other side of the tent, we have to change names because the one that's coming out first has my dad's lip. And that was clearly a Tom Stumpfall lip, hence Christopher Thomas Stumpfall. And so he beat his brother by 2 minutes.
Amazing. And you said all of that on the other side of the tent. You are funny.
You know, the tent that goes into the kind of the OBGYN OR Holy of Holies.
Yes, I've been there. I had 5 cesareans myself, and I say all my kids keep me in stitches. So what about your two boys? You have been busy.
We have been. Yeah, it's nonstop. It's such a great joy. I'll tell you what they also represent for us. Before kids, we loved our lives. It was fantastic. But with our two precious boys, it is like looking and living life through an HD high-def TV. It adds something to it.
That's awesome. Well, let's talk about you and Carrie, what you did before the boys got here. You traveled the world, sir.
Yes, I did. Not as much as before we got married. Before I got married, I traveled about 250 days out of the year. After we were married, I was able to cut it down to about 125, 130 days out of the year. But it was still quite a bit, and it was literally around the world.
What is it that you did all around the world?
Well, part of it was in the media business, and part of it was in the world of hotel consulting.
So you speak several languages, correct?
Very comfortable in English and comfortable in French. Can get by in a pinch in Spanish. and used to could get by in a taxi and a few other languages.
And Carrie, she's very accomplished as well.
She's the overachiever in our family.
So what exactly happened then when the twins arrive? I mean, suddenly you have these miracle children, two of them. How did you handle those days, and what did fathering look like for you?
Fatherhood looked like a sleep deprivation experiment for the first 6 months. And there were days you thought, wow, how much life expectancy did I lose today? But, you know, at the end of the day, you could be dead dog tired and just you forget about the fatigue when you consider the joy.
Mm. What do you like most about being a daddy?
I don't think there's one particular thing. I think it, for me, it's as any father would say, when your kids jump on top of you and say, daddy, daddy, when you come home, and that is so exciting. We lost my dad about 11 and a half years ago, and so it has also brought back very fond memories of the relationship that I had with my dad. I wish that my dad could have been alive to see the boys. That would have been great joy as well. But just the building the relationship, and now as our boys are you know, certainly out of the toddler phase and into the little boy phase, it is it just renews the sense of awe of this life that God has given us, that it truly is special. It is truly filled with wonder every day.
So what are some fun lines your children have told you lately that have helped you see the world better?
The patience they have with themselves. As they're learning different skills, they will laugh, whereas often an adult will say, why did I do that? And they just like, okay. I think for me, that's given a lens of grace to life.
Do you have a special crazy story you want to tell me about where you took the boys out to do something? I know you went to SeaWorld not that long ago.
But we went to SeaWorld. You know, I'll tell you something special for me. I like to garden to de-stress. And when we planted the gardens and the seeds together, and recently we did Carrie took the boys to a butterfly thing at the mall and brought back some chrysalises, and just their joy at seeing those caterpillars turn into chrysalises and then turn into butterflies. And that was a simple thing in life that happens billions of times, but makes it that much more special seeing it through their eyes as they describe what's happening.
The awe and the wonder through a child's eyes are amazing, that's for sure. Here's the deal, Derek. You are like super funny, and you're being very grown up on this interview. So I don't know. I've been trying every
way.
Well, I mean,
how do you want to do it? We can, you know, let me tell you what from Delhi what we mean by fatherhood.
Please tell me.
Because we can go to Tamil Nadu, we can go to Greater Kailash, we can go to various places and talk about fatherhood from the perspective of the subcontinent.
Yes. How does that work for them over there? Is it easier or harder?
Well, we like to tell you, go to our website. We call it .com.
.com? That's the Derek idea.
No, we can take it any way that you want. We can.
Well,
what
do you think it's like to be a French dad?
A French dad. C'est magnifique. C'est ravissant. Mais le spectaculaire, l'expérience spectaculaire du patrimoine, c'est formidable. Mais bien sûr, la vie est dure. Mais bien sûr, Dieu est beau. C'est notre expérience avec nos fils. Et, mais chaque jour, c'est un jour, c'est une chose qui est pleine de fierté.
I find that very insightful. You know, if we were talking maybe to a Spanish dad, wouldn't it go, andale, andale, pronto, pronto?
Con la vida con los gemelos es tan fantástico. Cuando los gemelos vienen con los padres, es fantástico. Sí. Y experiencia cada día, cada hora, me gusta mucho.
Did I hear fantastic in there somewhere?
Yes, you did.
So,
you did.
What language are you going to teach your children? And for goodness sakes, which one of your boys is like you?
That's the scary thing, because one of the boys is very much like me, and that concerns me. I think for us, if we like for them to be, given the world in which we live, we would hope that they would be multilingual, multicultural. The language that we want most for them to be able to converse in is the clicking language of sub-Saharan Africa. So a lot of the...
What? Oh, my goodness. You are one crazy friend, and I like you for that. You know what? You're going to need it.
So,
raising twins, their graduation date is what year?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to take my slide rule out for that. They'll be graduating 2029.
I want to make sure that I've got it on my calendar.
Well, you know, I would pencil that in right now. You know, again, some of the pressures of fatherhood of raising prodigies is a lot of people don't understand that pressure. And we do, because we lived that life. And, you know, even though they're scheduled to graduate in 2029, it could very well be 10 years earlier than that, just as brilliant as they are.
Probably. Do you ever get tired of people singing to you the song "Father Abraham Had Many Sons"?
Well, you know, we ask them, do you get tired of Deborah driving a spike to Sisera as well? I mean,
be kind. Well,
that's one of those things.
Well, I am not making fun of you, because, you know, our family, the way it's set up is we had three children. Then there's a 9-year gap, and then we had two more. And I always hated those lines, like, what? You guys couldn't figure out where children came from. And, you know, you just want to say, hey, it's the result of a happy marriage. But also, practically, we raised our babysitters first.
To me, that sounds more like a good plan.
Yeah, it's very strategic. And the last two have truly kept us younger, and I'm grateful for that. And I call those two goodness and mercy, because I figured they were going to follow us all the days of our life. But we ended up following them everywhere, to every kind of sports event and concert, and it's been fun. And, you know, not too long ago, we have a grandson now. Can you believe this, Derek? And he's actually a little bit older than your boys. But anyway, this grandson, when he was quite little, he just has a gift for the drums. Incredible. And the grandchildren call me Nona. And he said, Nona, come here. Come hear me play. So he pulled a chair in right by his drum set, and he is taking off with these drums, and he's very good. But I had this thought, oh my word, I'm going to be 80 years old on the front row of a concert listening to my grandson play the drums. And you know what? I'll be there with all heart that I have left.
To that point, I mean, I mean, what it is what it is. I mean, I can't change my age. But I believe that our boys really help me. There's a great motivation to stay young.
Yes.
Not only young in body, but young in mind as well. And I think that's. That may very well be a blessing in disguise that we never even counted on.
Well, you're doing some cutting edge things with your business, and you're going to need to be relevant. And I just think it's incredible. There are no accidents in God. And the truth of the matter is, children are gifts from the Lord, and you are an awesome daddy. And you're just about to step into some incredible years, Derek.
Well, I think so. And, you know, to that point, Gil, one of the things that Your children are a gift from the Lord, and there's no qualifier to that as well. They're a gift, whether you're young, whether you're old, whether you are visually impaired, whether you are rich, whether you are poor. Children are a gift from God.
Absolutely.
That is a gift with no fine print attached to it.
Well, there's something special about a gift, and that's called life. And many people just survive and exist, and it's time for them to engage in living again. So I am so grateful that you've been part of this. You always make me laugh. But I was wondering, would you be so kind to pray for people today who might be struggling, you know, thinking they're too old to finish up this parent role or too old to be a father or get out there and throw the ball or do something fun with their kids? Can you encourage them and also pray for them?
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are our Father. And for the folks out there who may be challenged or overwhelmed by being a parent, by being a dad, or be overcome with the thought of that, I pray that you would give them comfort, you would give them peace, and that they would find resources and energy and strength and excitement and enthusiasm in you, God, and in the calling that you have placed on fathers and fatherhood and being parents. And God, I pray that you would help them to do you and your word, do their very, very best to lay a straight path for their kids, especially in a world that is a bit confused. And so we just bring this to you, God, and for those brothers who we don't even know out there, I pray that they would be encouraged by what you can do. And we just lift this up in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. You know what, Derek? The coolest thing of all, you've been entrusted with two young men to train to be leaders who will impact their culture in the days to come. So happy Father's Day to you, my friend.
Well, Gail, thank you. And you are truly a mixed friend, as is Tony. And thank you for reaching out to me. Thank you for you and Tony being an encouragement and an example to so many folks out there as to what a mom and dad should look like. Certainly far from perfect, but certainly full of grace.
Well, thank you for that. May you have a successful day, and thanks for letting me catch you in the middle of Dallas traffic. Thanks so much, Derek. This is Gail, and I'm wondering, have you ever felt stuck? Perhaps you're looking at a challenging task in front of you, or wondering how you're going to have enough energy to face today, let alone tomorrow. May I suggest to you a resource called Stuck or Positioned? It's your choice. You can find it all at GailMcWilliams.com/tools.